as I welcome you back to Creating Flow, the podcast that teaches you how to take back your energy and create flow in your life. I am Joni Francisco, holistic healer, teaching you helpers and healers how to unblock and unlock the energy within you so you can finally feel great consistently while serving others and building abundance in your life. Today, we are going to dive into how being out of alignment with your purpose could be the reason you are feeling tired and drained, and also teach you how to better align with your purpose so you too can show up feeling great consistently, all while serving others and building abundance. Your purpose feels too heavy. These words echoing in my head. My heart sank. I knew generational healing to be my purpose. I could feel it in my soul, but I was starting to retreat. And honestly, I was procrastinating some important things that needed to be done. Something wasn't in alignment. As I sat in that session with my coach, I started to lose a little hope. Now, before you grab your pitchfork, the coach is also a healer. And as he helped me to get curious and open up to the flow of energy, I was able to get more clear. It wasn't the purpose, but the perception. Is being out of alignment with your purpose draining your energy? I'm going to get into this, but first, if you like what you hear today, then I would highly suggest joining our free community and school. Not only are there awesome AF trainings in there, we are building a community of other helpers and healers ready to move more abundance and flow in their lives. The link to join us is in the show notes. I hope to see you there. So in addition to shrinking and procrastinating like I was, maybe you are experiencing feeling drained, dreading going to work, feeling disconnected at the end of the day, contemplating different ways to make money, and working too hard for the money you desire. These are all signs that you may be out of alignment with your purpose. And today I'm going to shed some light on three key areas of purpose that might be draining your energy. These are clarity, confidence, and creating foundations. The first one, clarity. Maybe this is you don't know what purpose even means, or maybe you don't know what your purpose is. To me, purpose is a guide. It's what you're here on earth meant to do. And maybe this is a job. Maybe this is your personal life. Maybe this is your volunteer life. But you feel it in your soul, like I was meant to do this. And maybe it has come in over the years and dropped in for you in a way that now looks different. And I think that's really important about purpose. And my whole business really is on curiosity, right? And we really want to be curious because that opens us up to much more than we ever thought possible. And so if we think of purpose as an evolving thing, we have our values and our core moral compass. But if we can use our purpose like a North Star guiding us along our journey to the destination we want to go. But this might weave and bob a little bit and change as we go through life. And so being open to different ways this could look, but getting clear on what it is for now. And I really love this quote about purpose. And as you live your purpose, you become a conscious co-creator with the universe in harmony with the cosmic laws of creation. And it hits back on this idea that my core belief is that we have all signed up for this journey. We've all signed up for this journey to walk it together. We've acknowledged our lessons. We've acknowledged the people that we're going to interact with along the way. And everybody comes in and out of everybody's life for different reasons. But if this is our journey and we've signed up for it to walk it with the other people, then you have to think about you fulfilling your purpose and being in alignment with your purpose. Also allows the universe and other people to walk it with you, and you're fulfilling those collective agreements. So another reason it's really important to stay in alignment with our purpose is this really opens up ease and grace, right? Takes the pressure off knowing that we just get to be ourselves following our purpose along this journey. So getting clear on your purpose will be really important for you to seal up that drain of the energy. Like wondering, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? And sealing up that drain and including your purpose in your life will help you have more energy. And I alluded this a little bit about how our purpose can change over time, but maybe you have been following your purpose and you feel like you're still following your purpose, but your purpose has grown. Like as we up level, your purpose may up level, or the language around your purpose may up level, both personally and professionally. And this can be true again, if the people that you serve have up leveled and they've grown, then possibly your new mission is to meet them at that higher level. And so just thinking about the wording and the magic that gets to happen through your purpose, the bigger, greater picture. And then another place I see people get really stuck on this is this idea that we create a double bind, like really keeping you from owning it. And this was similar to my story above. Like generational healing is my purpose. I still believe it today, but it felt daunting. And I didn't know that was really happening to me until I looked at it. But being responsible for generational healing, you know, across timelines and dimensions and in this right now, present time on Earth, it felt really heavy. And so I reframed that, right? So now I work with helpers and healers. So they get to exponentially help my mission, my purpose by helping them feel well, helping them feel full of energy, helping them feel like spreading their magic and confident in that helps me with my mission of generational healing, but it also frees me up. It takes the pressure off because now there's many hands. So the offer there is to look at the way that your purpose can be made exponential in the way that you do business or you do life or your volunteer work, whatever, wherever you're fulfilling your purpose. I've had other people come to me that feel like they don't know their purpose and they're working in a job that like they love. There's nothing wrong with it. They love their position. They just don't feel like it has a real purpose. And specific example of this was working with someone that really is the behind the scenes, does all the scheduling, holds the big vision for the company, right? Like does all of the tactical stuff, doesn't execute the actual work, but does hold the vision for the company, does the reaching out to people, does the networking, all of that. And once she realized that possibly the visionary in the business could be the most important person, the one that holds the belief, holds the container that the business is actually going to work, then that shifted the way she looked at the way she did her work, but also made it much more fulfilling by just realizing that by chance that she was actually the one holding the greatest container for the company. And another really example that always comes to mind when I'm talking about this purpose and not understanding if you're following it or not is a person that's working like in a fly fishing pole factory, not really factory because a lot of them are handmade, especially this instance that I was talking about. And he, again, was feeling like making fishing poles. He loved it. He loved every part of it, but he didn't see how it connected to greater purpose, right? And the greater purpose there was bringing joy to people, bringing fun to people. And I was like, what is more fun than giving people access to fishing, right? Like in my experience, most people go fishing to connect and to with nature and with people and to let off steam and to be in nature. And it brings most people joy, that fish. And after that, then showing up to the same job looks really different because of the perception that he's now bringing joy to people through making the fishing poles. So perhaps there for you is just looking at what you're doing. Maybe you are fulfilling your purpose and you are feeling drained because you don't feel like you're doing enough or doing the right thing. And you can just look at it and change the words. Our words really are magic. And you'll hear me say this over and over, but our mind believes what we tell it. And so if we are telling it that we're unhappy because we're not following our purpose, that is true. If we tell it we are happy and we are fulfilling our purpose, that is also true, even if we don't change anything but the language. So the next idea is confidence. Do you have the confidence to carry out your purpose? You know what your purpose is, but are you willing to take the leap? Can you find a way? And I also see this a lot in leaders and people that are going to make a big impact is humility, right? And being humble. They are drawn to this greatness, but to embody it may feel, again, daunting like it did in my case. Or it might feel like, who am I to carry out that much impact, right? And they really stay stuck playing small, even though they have this greater impact. And that's really draining on us when we know we could do more, be more, have more, yet we cannot find the courage and the confidence to take action. That is very draining on our energetic system. This also brings into play this confidence, not only in ourselves, but in our source and others, right? And we have to be confident that we are supported through our purpose. And we have to be confident that others are here to help us fulfill our purpose. And that really is the people that are going to receive the benefits of our purpose. And so it's a funny thing to think about that we may have held something true for us and not true for others. And we need to slip back into that, having confidence in the people that are going to show up, that we are going to be able to help them and serve them in their best interest, their highest good, and that we are always supported by Source. Source is always here. These purpose, I feel like purpose, it's like a divine gift, a spiritual gift that we get. And we get to choose to step into that. And as it is given to us as a gift, the confidence is already there for us to fulfill it. This also shows up in people's lives staying stuck in work that they know they don't want to do, or they know that it wouldn't align to their purpose. So in contrast to what I was talking about earlier, it's not reconcilable. They're doing something completely different. You know, they're working in a computer programming when they know they should be working on female embodiment practices. And that's really what brings them joy. That's what fulfills them. That brings up their energy. But yet they stay stuck in the job for all the reasons we stay in good jobs or even bad jobs, because they're safe and our subconscious wants us to stay safe. And we fear really stepping into that greatness and making money in alignment with our purpose feels sometimes too good to be true, right? And so when you're clear on your purpose and you start taking aligned action, you'll notice that all the steps will effortlessly show up for you, right? And when I say effortlessly show up for you, this really means that if you just take time to look at it, then the steps are there. It doesn't mean there won't be hard work. It doesn't mean that there will be times that our life is super full. There is some ease and grace versus resistance and beating your head against the wall and just feeling so unfulfilled by the work you're doing. And in the reverse of that, you get to now feel very fulfilled and live through that purpose and alignment with your action. And the third thing I'm going to talk about today is creating the foundations. So women who have big goals, big aspirations, big purposes, we have to nourish ourselves. You have to put yourself first. You have to put your physical self first, your mental self first, your spiritual self first. And this is contrary to what a lot of us believe. And this is contrary to how a lot of us live. Holding big containers for people requires a lot of energy and a lot of intentional nourishment. And so these foundations really are, you know, getting good nutrition, getting adequate sleep, getting good movement, clearing those emotional things that you've been holding on to throughout your lifetime that keep your energy down. There's this little mantra, maybe you could say, that I use for myself and with other people, but slow down to speed up. And it really comes into impact when you are doing aligned, and especially like divine aligned work and purpose, is that you have to spend more time in that thought and thinking. Oh, I want to reverse that, because I say thought and thinking in a way that you are doing nothing else and not doing, but you're being. You're allowing that information to come into you and then processing through that. But you are backing off on the doing and really doubling down on the being. And that'll be a show for a later time, because I could really dive into that, those characteristics of that masculine and feminine. And when we follow our purpose, that's another thing that really happens for us as women. We get to be in that feminine energy, which really fuels us and allows us to feel very connected to ourselves versus always being in that masculine of doing. Now, there's a balance. You've got to do both, but the invitation and the option is there to slow down in order to speed up and be more intentional with the things that we are doing. And again, the invitation here for this is to really build a lifestyle that supports your purpose. You really get yourself into that state of well-being by building these foundations in your health and wellness, nourishing your mind, your body, your soul. So now I want to circle back to my own weight of the world on my shoulders complex, which was how my purpose was feeling. And I just needed some clarity and a slight perception shift, right? So this transformation that I really helped people with was finding and keeping their freedom. That was really my mission, to allow freedom from their thoughts, freedom from the things that were holding them back, freedom from the thoughts that they aren't healthy, freedom from not having enough energy because they're not nourishing themselves. And this was across their life, their health, their business. And as I alluded to a little bit earlier, but this really brought in my contribution of helping other healers and helpers along their journey and on their healing journeys, allowed me to not only be exponential, but allowed them to show up and serve. And then they were contributing to this generational healing. And so that really freed me and took a lot of pressure off me to pursue what I'm doing, and made it very clear for me that the people I am here to serve are other helpers and healers. And you'll hear me ask a lot of times for you to ponder things, or that the invitation is. And so now the invitation here is to get really clear on your purpose and what it means to you and what it means to others, and then find the confidence to hold it and create the lifestyle to support it. And bringing our health, lives, and business into alignment with our purpose will ultimately open you up to living in abundance and flow. So thank you so much for showing up today, and I wait to see you next week. So amazing. You've reached the end of another episode of Creating Flow, and I want you to know I appreciate your presence and to remind you knowledge is powerful, but taking action is transformative. I invite you to take the next step to activate your full potential today by scheduling a complimentary 15-minute session with me. A no-obligation chat to identify the messages your body is sending you and how I can not only help you understand these messages, but teach you how to heal your body in order to have an abundance of health and energy in your life and business. Visit the link in the show notes to book a call, and I'll see you next week.